What's up, creamers?
Creamers.
It's me, Hacho, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sam, me daddy.
Will you recognize me?
Call my name, or walk on by.
And we're going to talk to Turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
Well, I think we're just floundering around.
We're going back to school and we're bringing a few people with us. Going hard, that's all day. I make money the long way. I don't know much about y'all, but I've been all day. But I've been hustling all day with the John Cena. What the John Cena quote of the week? What's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And as always, me and Sammy Daddy are going to leave a little, tiny bit, just a tiny bit, room for cream. All that on this episode of Wrestle Cream.
Thanks. There wasn't a lot to pick from.
Yeah, that's right.
Except my nose. Watch this. Okay. It looked like it, right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Were you not doing it?
No, I wasn't picking my... Look it.
Wow, dude. That's like an illusion.
Yeah.
It's like an optical illusion.
I'm Chris Angel. Cream Freak.
Welcome back, Creamers. Sammy Daddy, have you watched any wrestling this week?
I did.
What the fuck did you watch, Sam?
I watched...
I'm sorry.
What was the pay-per-view? All Out 2, Boogaloo, Forbidden Door.
You watched that?
Most of it.
Nice. I did not.
Why not?
My cousin came over here to visit the cats.
Jesus Christ. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Actually, at like 4 or 5 or something.
Oh, that was, I think the second match was starting then. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't that bad. I watched that Monday Night Raw, but I did not watch Forbidden Door live. I'd love to tell you why.
I'd love to hear it.
I did a fantasy football draft.
Okay.
And two of the participants, you know. One, world famous referee Charles Van. This guy stinks. He runs it. He did a fantastic job. Him and his lovely wife Katie had us over, and I had a bunch of food. They had a lot of food for everybody, and they have a nice setup. They do a very good job. But another participant in there is Brian Bark. So it's been a while since I got to see him, so that was nice.
Yeah. Do you look any different?
Better. Than before.
Yeah, right. No, but so
it was nice to get to see them, a little bit of wrestling talk. And Joey, our good friend Joey. You know Joey.
Yeah, you guys know Joey.
I don't know if we talk about Joey.
We've talked about Joey.
Oh, Joey goes to everything.
Yes, he goes to WrestleMania by himself.
So it was nice. He was decked out in Stone Cold gear.
That sounds like
Joey.
He
was ready to whoop some ass. One of the nicest people I know, though.
No, yeah, for sure.
It was funny because I'm like, so you going to WrestlePalooza? And he's like, no, I don't think so. He's like, isn't that next week? I'm like, no, they're in Paris.
Yeah.
I'm like, WrestlePalooza's like September 20th. He goes, oh, maybe. And I'm like, sweet. Like, that's so cool.
Right. No, for sure.
I mean, if it was a better show, maybe. But yeah, so I watched that stuff. Do you know what happened at Forbidden Door?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was keeping up on social media.
So you're caught up. I don't think it was like, I feel like a lot of times their pay-per-views end and people are like, that was the best one of the year.
Yeah. Done it again. That's like almost every time.
Where I don't think this one was, it was not bad, but it wasn't, it definitely wasn't the best one of the year.
Yeah. Like when I was following along with it during it,
yeah,
it seemed to be very good. But then afterwards I would see people being like, this wasn't the best AEW pay-per-view.
It wasn't anything bad. It was just like, no, it's, you can't have the best pay-per-view of all time every time.
No, you can't.
So
it's illegal.
But it was fine. And there was no, maybe this match or that match, I was just like, meh.
Yeah.
But nothing was terrible. The Forbidden Door thing, I think, needs to go away for a little
bit. Yeah, it's not really necessary anymore because we see them together all the
Pretty
time.
Much everybody's
Back then,
there.
New Japan and AEW had like a falling out type of thing. Not really falling out.
No, right, yeah.
But New Japan was mad. They were like, you took all our best boys.
What are you guys doing?
You took all our
beautiful boy.
Yeah, New Japan.
Fucking New Japan, man.
So that, and then Raw was Monday Night Raw. I don't, whatever. Actually, I watched some of Forbidden Door while Raw was on.
Wow.
There was a lot of wrestling going on at one time.
Sure was.
Because that was on at like 3 o'clock because they were over there.
Oh, that's right. I
Everybody's
forgot.
Everybody's over there.
I heard about that, yeah.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. Did you see fucking... did you hear about Queen Aminata?
No. What?
She was robbed in England.
Over there?
She had to stay, yeah. Because she didn't have her passport anymore.
Oh, my God.
Someone stole her backpack. She had her... She had her passport in there. She had her driver's license and her debit card.
What kind of show is Tony Khan running over there?
I think it goes to show you what happens when you go to a dump like England.
Well, yeah. They said, we're done with queens.
Yeah.
We just got rid of the
right,
last one.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe that's why they kept her.
Oh,
we need a queen.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Dang, dude.
That's what it is.
They're like,
it's a positive.
They're like, she's our new queen, innit?
Oh, lovely, Godna. You take the lift to the loo.
Fucking sickos, man. They drive me nuts. But anyways, I watched AEW Dynamite, and the Friday CMLL show.
How'd that go?
It was good.
Favorite?
They didn't have MJF on there this time, but not why I watched.
Is your match of the week from that show?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to put it, but I was like, I'm just putting it just so I could seem cool, you know.
You're trendy.
Yeah.
You hipster. Well, I know.
A lot of people are into CMLL now.
I noticed the new jacket, so.
Yeah, that's true. Creamers, if you're not listening, I mean, if you are listening and you're not watching, I'm wearing a different jacket, so. You ready to play this the Breakfast Club game?
Yeah, I don't need, back to school?
Back to school.
No, you can't do it. You're not allowed to do it. But yeah, good reference.
Thanks.
So, yeah. Well, it's back to school season. My daughter went back, started. She's on like her third day or something of kindergarten.
Yep.
But it's that time of year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That the youngins go back to school.
Right.
And I thought, what's like the ultimate back to school? Like, what's the school movie? Yeah, Billy Madison. But that's not, I don't think of that as a school movie.
No,
it really
yeah.
is. But I think the ultimate one's The Breakfast Club. What do you think?
I think The Breakfast Club, if you were asking me. What did you say? So what is that? What are you saying to me?
I was trying to explain what we were doing, but I didn't know how to get there, and I'm lost in the woods.
Are you saying that we're going
back to school, and we're taking some wrestlers with us?
Oh, my God.
Breakfast Club style.
Okay, so what does that mean?
We're going to detention. You ever get detention in school?
Not once.
Really?
Yes.
I had one. It was literally the last day I ever went to school ever. We went to Taco Bell at lunch.
Oh, my God.
And when we came back, one of the teachers was grilling outside.
Yeah.
Like a big old barbecue grill. And he saw us. And I think he really didn't like the people I was with more than he didn't like me. Because after the fact, he was like, hey, I wouldn't have said nothing if you weren't with those guys. And I thought, like, well, you could have just left my name out of it.
True.
Or like whatever. I didn't, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but that was the one detention I got the whole time.
And then you dropped out.
And then I said, I'm never coming back. One thing that was really cool, though, even though like it was kind of a lie, I could leave early because the last class I had was a study hall.
Yeah.
But my grandma picked me up from school, so I'd always just hang around.
Yeah.
But I had detention that day, like I said, so I couldn't. So we went out to the parking lot for that last, what do you call it, period? Mod?
Well, we call them mods.
Mods?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I went outside for the last one of those, and we smoked cigarettes and listened to School's Out by Alice Cooper for like 20 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How cool. School's out for the summer.
Forever.
Oh,
I took
shit.
That part to heart and never went back.
And then you told them to go to hell.
After detention.
Yeah. You said, you can go to hell.
Yeah.
That's Alex Cooper.
Alex Cooper time.
Anyway, so what we're going to do, Creamers.
Yeah, take it away, because I clicked up here. Let me put this down.
It was we're going to take the tropey characters from the Breakfast Club, okay? So there's the brain.
Yeah.
Right? There's the fucking criminal.
Criminal.
There's the princess.
Yeah.
And there's the, what's the other one?
Two more.
There's What's the other student one?
There's two more students.
What the fuck
there There's are? Five students and the principal.
What's the other student's one?
Athlete.
Jock.
Whatever.
Yes, yes.
Basket case.
Ah, I forgot about basket case.
Yeah.
And so we're going to take those tropes and we're going to assign professional wrestlers to those tropes and to the principal of the school.
I feel like we would call it catering club.
Okay. Right? Very cute. Very cute.
I just made that up.
I love it.
Should have said it earlier. Would have saved a lot of time here.
Yeah. Well, we'll fix it in post. Sean, fix it in post.
Sean.
He's a sicko.
Sean.
He's over there fucking look. Just
he's not even paying attention.
He's literally just looking at his penis.
Why do we got to talk about this?
I know. I'm going to have to fucking fire this little guy.
No.
When I say little guy, I think you know what I mean. Yes.
Him.
Anyway, would you like to go first, Sammy Daddy?
That's fine. You want me to just pick one?
Yeah.
So
we'll do it in the order that you sent me the
good, because that's the order I wrote them down. Did you put principal last?
You betcha.
Oh, thank goodness. So the brain, the academic overachiever.
Yeah.
The character in the Breakfast Club was Brian Johnson. You know why he went to detention?
No.
He brought a flare gun to school.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes.
Which shows you the time that the movie was made, because I don't think you can make that joke.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they were like, oh, you didn't bring a regular gun to school like the rest of us? Dweeb.
So I think the brain, I thought, all right, who's the academic overachiever? That would be a little mischievous. I picked Lonnie Poffo.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's
the
actually
genius.
Yes, it's great, yes.
Because he did his poems and stuff, but boy, he did things.
Well, see, I'm glad. So you went
Poffo?
In like an
did
older.
I, right?
I think
Poffo?
It's Poffo. Yeah.
Poffo.
You went.
Poffo. Anyway, yeah.
I've heard of
I went a little older.
You went to that period of time, but you didn't pick Bobby the Brain Heenan, the obvious choice.
And I thought that was obvious, but Bobby the Brain, and he's not my pick for principal, but I
know. I agree with you. He would be
Bobby
the
Brain. Of course, you see the Brain, and we're talking wrestling. I love Bobby the Brain, but I didn't want to go. Bobby the Brain's too smart to get caught. Bobby the Brain's not
that's
in
fair.
Detention.
Yeah, that's true.
He's talking his
Lanny
way out of it.
Poffo, bit of a dipshit. You know what I mean? Book smart, but not street smart.
Yeah, that's how he got stuck in here. That's why he brought that flare gun to school.
Pervert.
Ric Flair gun. So that's my pick for brain. What's your pick for brain?
My pick is Zack Sabre Jr. Because he's a very scientific wrestler. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like that. He wrestled. I saw him the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Against Nigel McGuinness.
Yeah.
Was it good? Was it the kind of match? Yeah, was it your kind of wrestling, huh?
It was fine. I can appreciate it.
Right. For sure.
Well, it's not my match.
I mean, I'm not going to go. Yeah, right. That's not mine either. I didn't watch it, but.
Well.
All right. So wait. What's it after the brain?
Well, you're going to. I'd like you to go first, but I have the athlete.
Okay, I'll go first.
Character was Andrew Clark. Do you know what he went to detention for?
Hold on, let me think about this. Because I haven't watched this movie since I was a hot teen boy.
I haven't watched it in a long
and
time.
And I've only watched it one time my whole life. And so the athlete.
I want to watch it again, though, after. Uh-huh. I just looked up the names because I didn't remember the names.
It's an American classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Athlete, Andrew Clark.
What did he go to detention for?
Taping another student's butt cheeks together. Which I think is really funny.
No, that's great. He should have.
Unless what I looked up was wrong because I didn't remember the reason.
Right.
But yeah, taping another student's butt cheeks together. So who do you have going to detention for taping another wrestler's butt cheeks together? I thought of a new one. I might change my answer.
All right. Well, mine's Chad Gable.
That wasn't what I was going to pick, but I had him written down.
Nice.
I like that.
I really wanted to pick Orange Cassidy, but I feel like he's like a loner that there's not like any of these. Well, not like really a loner, fit. But you know what I mean? Like he's not.
He doesn't fit
any of these tropes. Right. But I really wanted him to be in there because he is basically a high schooler, his character.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know. He's not like a hipster, but he's also not a cool kid, I feel like.
Right, no, he's that kid that just
he's a cool kid.
Just like views life through sarcasm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like fucking Kurt Cobain. He's just like, whatever, man, I don't care.
I feel like he's the glass half full Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Or like the optimistic Kurt
That's
Cobain.
A great way to look at it. Yeah. He's like, you know what? I'm not gonna do heroin.
That makes sense.
I'm gonna quit the heroin, says Orange Cassidy.
He's even too lazy. He's in whatever.
Breaking news, Creamers. Now this button doesn't work. Orange Cassidy is quitting heroin.
Quitting?
Yes. Which I think we could all appreciate.
Well, yeah, good for him.
Anyway, Well, who'd you pick for athletes?
I did have Chad Gable written down.
Nice, nice, nice.
I had the Outrunners written down.
Oh.
Because I thought that kind of fit that dumb jock aesthetic thing.
Yeah, they would definitely do the butt cheek thing.
I didn't pick them. So I don't know what to go with because I just thought of somebody else.
Yeah, man, I just thought of somebody else too.
Who'd you think of? Say it.
Owen Hart.
That's a good one because he's such a prankster.
Right, and he's an athlete.
Athletically gifted. Yeah. That's good. I want you to pick who I pick.
Okay.
So the one I had written down that I was going to say is Randy Orton.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought he would fit that, especially like younger Randy Orton.
Sure, for sure.
But then when we were just talking, I think Mr. Perfect.
Ah, that's
so
good.
So I think I'm going to... I'm overruling your picking of my pick, and I'm going to pick Mr. Perfect.
Damn it.
Because he's such a ribber.
Yeah, he's a big ribber.
I'm going older than I thought here.
Yeah, what? That's crazy to me. What's
Don't
next?
Worry, I'll make up for it.
All right, now you go first for the
next
one, right?
Basket is the case. Basket case.
Yes.
In the movie, it was Allison Reynolds. She was like the goth-looking girl. And didn't she do the shit with her
She was like a villain in Psych. She played like this like a yin-yang character, I believe. It's like a serial killer.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's the basket case, the crazy one. You know why she was in detention?
I
guess.
Feel like it's something drawing related.
No, she just went. It was voluntarily.
Oh, that's fucking right, dude. Damn it.
I did remember that one after reading it. Yes. I had to read it again. Yes. So I wasn't...
She's such a fucking basket case that she goes there on purpose.
See, I don't want to say names in case you picked them, but I don't think you would have picked Nikki Cross.
Nope.
And that's not who I picked.
Oh.
Don't clap. Hold on. Hold your applause.
Okay, Creamers. No.
Because that's who I thought. I'm like, oh, she's crazy. She's a girl. But I'm like, it doesn't have to be girl for girl, boy for boy.
Word.
It might work that way. But who's the basket case? R-Truth.
Ah, that's perfect.
He 100% would go to detention.
Very true. Yes.
And say silly things.
Damn it. That's good. Yeah, he would definitely do that. I didn't think about what the people were sent there for, you know? So my pick is Darby Allin.
Oh, he fits that perfectly.
I wanted to put John Moxley. Because he is he's a nut. Yeah,
he is a basket case.
But I decided against it.
Especially lately. No, Darby fits.
I needed him for principal.
I will say I didn't think of I had my choices before I knew before I wrote down what reason they went.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't factor that in, but it does make me feel better about my choices. But Darby's a great pick for that. He's the weird, he's not just he's not a Bob Ross kind of artist.
Right.
But he does his art in his own weird Basket Casey way.
Right, and in a way better Basket Casey way than Jeff Hardy's crap art.
Yeah?
Everything artistic that Jeff Hardy does, I think, man, this guy really doesn't get art.
You don't like his art?
No, it's dumb.
You don't like when he cuts his lawn in different shapes and stuff?
No, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I also
like some of the
stuff. Music he makes, terrible.
I've never listened.
It's not good.
Because I'm worried about not liking
it. It'll hurt you. It'll physically hurt you.
You know what's weird is Jeff Hardy is one of the most popular wrestlers of all time.
Absolutely.
Like people that aren't into wrestling anymore.
My wife loves Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy. And he should be. I love Jeff Hardy too.
Yeah.
I think you do.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of the art, but I think.
Right. Yeah. But I love him. He was one of my faves as a kid.
I think, and you know, I don't believe in hot takes, but
that's
I think
true.
This is an opinion that not everybody would share. Matt Hardy's the better Hardy.
Oh, I was going to say
but
that.
But like until maybe the broken Matt Hardy stuff, I think everybody would have almost unanimously said Jeff Hardy was the better Hardy.
Yeah. But I think Matt Hardy was better all along.
Because Jeff Hardy...
Mattitude? That was hilarious.
Mattitude was great, and they put up the facts. Matt loves chocolate milk.
That was hilarious.
Those are great. He launched the room at a toasty 73 or whatever. That was great. So the Hardy Boys were awesome together.
Word.
He did I guess the only other good thing he did after that was the stuff with Edge and Lita.
Yeah, that was great.
But that was kind of like... I don't know. Even at the time, I felt like this is awkward because this is like a real thing.
Yeah.
But I get it.
But I didn't know that it was a real thing.
Oh, I was an internet boy.
I was too, and I don't know how they missed that. Because I would always go on WrestleZone.
But he was one of the first guys. I know, like you could say, like Colt Cabana with the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Or Matt Cardona doing the Zack Ryder stuff online.
Yeah.
But he was one of the first ones to really embrace like the internet thing. Mm-hmm. But then didn't he do something where he was like, he made it very... He didn't say, I'm going to kill myself, but he made it seem like he was about to kill himself.
I didn't know that.
I think he was like, hey, that was in bad taste. Sorry.
Yeah, that's good.
Whatever.
Yeah. But then, it was a different time.
Then they go to TNA and still nothing crazy. And then he does the broken stuff and it puts him on another level.
Yeah, for sure.
But that broken stuff is.
People are like, wait a minute. Matt Hardy, we've got a perfectly good Hardy over here. That's what they said.
That's the broken one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so. So Matt Hardy for basket.
Yeah, that's
is that what we said. Oh, you said Jeff Hardy.
No, I said Darby Allin.
You referenced Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, that's how I was talking about his shit
Darby
art.
Darby Allin's got good art. Jeff Hardy has bad art.
Yeah. He's no longer with us.
Jeff Hardy?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true at all.
Rest in peace, Jeff. We love you, boo-boo.
That's not true. Stop it.
Anyway, what's the next one? Princess.
Oh, Princess Claire Standish. Molly Ringwald. One of the most, an icon of that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can kind of tell by the Princess title pretty clearly what it was. She was skipping school.
Oh, damn.
So she got into detention for that. So.
Bitch.
Who do you have as the Princess in your catering club?
I want to see if you could guess who you think I have. Because I feel like you'll figure it out.
Princess?
Yeah.
Is it a girl?
Yeah.
All right. That's less choices. Tony Storm?
No, I picked Mercedes. You were pretty close.
That was the other one I had her written down.
Because she just acts like a princess.
She does. Yeah. That's why she was my second choice.
It's a good second choice. Top-notch second choice, Sammy.
Well, yeah. And she's got, is she 9 belts now?
I feel like there's so many that it's not even possible to count.
How do you feel about that?
I don't really care. One of the belts just looks so stupid. I don't know what it is. It just like, it looks like it's,
I get the idea behind it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It doesn't bother me or anything. I don't think it's cool.
When it was like 6, I was like, what are we doing? Ugh. And now that we're at 9, I want her to get like 20.
You're rooting for it.
No, I'm not even like the biggest Mercedes Moné fan, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I'm like, let's just get to the ridiculous part.
Okay.
Let's have the whole ring. Like when she was, before she lost to Tony Storm, and she had them all hanging on the ropes for that one promo, like that looked really sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Or when she got hit and they all went flying.
And then I feel bad because like Ultimo Dragon used to do that back in the day, and I was like, that's the greatest thing.
And you were like, how many NWA world titles did he win? Yeah, like, why does he have that belt though? 3 times.
He's clearly the greatest wrestler of all time.
Right, right.
I'd play him. I'd use him in the video game a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimate Dragon was sweet.
Yeah, for sure. I loved him.
But go, Mercedes, go. Whatever. Keep getting your belts.
Yeah. Go, Mercedes, go.
That's what our theme song is, right? That's what they chant, right?
Yeah.
C-E-go.
Yeah. C-E-go.
So since I can't pick Mercedes, how do you spell her last name?
M-O-N-E.
E-E?
The E is silent.
Which one?
There's only one E.
So you said E-E.
I never said that.
Oh, isn't there? I thought there was a thing over the E.
There is.
Her name,
but that doesn't mean another
Mercedes
E.
Moan.
Yeah, there's an accent over
Monet.
The E. I didn't tell you that part. I thought it was implied. And I apologize, Sammy Daddy.
They say money, though. I feel like they say money.
Some people say that, but they're wrong.
I don't like that.
It's Monet.
All right, enough about her.
Yeah.
You want to know my princess?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, no. I should have done that one,
though.
She's the billion-dollar princess.
Right.
I picked Mariah May.
Oh.
Blake Monroe.
Yes. That's good. That's a good choice.
I'm just not used to Blake Monroe yet, so I like Mariah May.
No, yeah, you're not doing one of those dork things where you're like, I am going to call her by the name from before she went to WWE.
No, I don't mean to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I call him Kevin Steen.
Yeah. I just saw a picture of him.
Nice.
He looks like he slimmed down a lot.
That's good.
I don't know if he's ever going to wrestle
unless
again.
He likes being fat.
I'm worried about it.
Well, what do you mean? Is he injured?
He's never going to wrestle. His neck's hurt. He's been hurt for
a couple months. I had no clue.
A couple weeks?
I love that guy.
Months?
I'm a huge fan. When I first started watching Ring of Honor, I didn't like him.
Because he's a bad guy.
He reminded me of Seth Rogen wrestling back then. And I was just like, I like Seth Rogen, but I don't think he should be wrestling.
Yeah,
right. And then he grew on me. Yeah, right. Canadian. You know what I mean? Ew.
Yeah, you're telling me.
But now I think he's great.
Seth? Rogan?
Yeah, now I like Seth Rogan, but I don't like Kevin Steen.
No, you like Kevin Steen.
Yeah, I'm a big guy for him.
See, I didn't know Kevin Steen until after I knew Kevin Owens. I knew the name, I guess.
Sure.
But
And he would have and do the pile drive. Or he had a shirt that says package pile driver everybody. That was cool.
He has good merchandise. He used to, and he still does, really. He's one of the few that has, like...
Yeah. Consistently.
Thank you. I was going to say recklessly. He has recklessly good merchandise.
He has reckless intent.
You're telling me. What are we doing? Are we still playing this? I got to go first on this one because you're going to steal mine.
Oh, boy.
It's my turn to go first anyway, though.
It is.
The criminal, John Bender.
What did he go to for?
Do you remember?
Stealing.
Fire alarm.
Oh, my God. Fucking idiot. So wait, he's another prankster.
His pranks are ill-intended, though.
Okay. He wasn't trying to have fun. Harm. He was trying to
it's
cause
harm. It's not like taping butt cheeks together.
No, no, no. And that's a tale as old as time. Everybody's done that to their buds.
Yeah, that's just a thing. That
right.
Guys being
it's
dudes.
It's just what dudes do.
Dudes being bros.
It's just what we do.
Bros.
I mean, I'm doing it right now.
I came here that way. My butt cheeks are taped.
Anyway, who did
what
you,
are we doing? The criminal?
Who's your pick?
There's only one choice.
Yeah.
And your choice is going to be either I'm taking your choice or your choice is wrong if it's not this choice.
Okay, I have another choice.
Dirty backup. Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, well, that's not my choice, so that's fine.
Oh, well, then both your choices are wrong.
No.
Yeah.
My choice is Raja Jackson.
Who's that? That's oh!
No, my choice is John Moxley, actually.
Oh, I started writing the other one.
Because he is an actor. I mean, he fucking cuts people with forks and stuff like that. He fucking kidnaps people.
Did the Darby?
Yeah.
He put a fork in his ear, and then I think he ripped his ear off.
That is illegal.
No, so. It was lights out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
so it was unsanctioned. Sorry, officer.
Because really, Kenny,
it was unsanctioned.
Kenny and Ospreay wouldn't have been cleared to compete.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
Because...
Yeah. Well, Kenny. Not Kenny.
They alluded to it. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I think it was.
I know Swerve was injured.
Let me. I can't say. I don't think they were officially like not allowed to compete, but they referenced it. That like this is lights out. So
or
Swerve fought.
Yeah, but then he got beat up, and Wardlow came back. Friend of the show, Wardlow.
So I was thinking about that.
Nice.
And I don't think anybody cares. Wardlow. Cleveland is the city that we're from.
Word.
Cleveland is the city that he's from.
Sort of.
We're Wardlow boys.
We are.
It's a Wardlow show. We were going to call the show Wardlow Cream.
We were.
But it was already taken.
Yeah, unfortunately. And I look at myself every day in the mirror before I go to work and I say, I love you, Wardlow. I miss you.
Before.
And I make kissing noises.
Well, you don't have to miss him anymore because he's back.
Fuck yeah.
Did you hear what happened? Like he came
I was back. Actually listening to a streamer watching it live. So I was like hearing the event. And so I heard, like, Wardlow, and I was like, Wardlow, huh? But and I misunderstood what was happening. I thought he came out and attacked Okada, and then the Don Callis family turned on Okada.
No, I totally
misunderstood what I was hearing.
Right.
But, you know.
So he's back, happened. And he's with the Don Callis family.
Yeah.
Like, last time he was back, and he was the devil. He was a devil boy.
That's right, he's a
and
devil boy.
Before that, he was in the Pinnacle.
Yeah.
And the other time, he was in that other group.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that his deal?
That's what he's good at, man.
I don't want that.
Just no offense to Wardlow. He's a friend of the show. We love him.
Let him go out there and beat people up. That's all I want.
Well,
does he have to be in a group?
I think he should be with like someone like Don Callis to do his promo work for
him. He was MJF's boy.
Yeah.
Forever. Then he was in the Pinnacle with MJF.
No doubt.
Then what did he do?
Then he was by himself and it was terrible.
Then he was by himself?
It wasn't terrible. I just think...
It wasn't as good.
Yeah.
He's young, though.
It was more exciting rooting for him to turn on MJF than it was when he was actually by himself. And that's not through no fault of his own, I bet.
The Pinnacle thing. Was he in the Inner Circle? He was in the Inner Circle for a little bit with MJF.
Oh, yeah.
MJF did that, and he was still with him, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Then he turned on him later, whatever. So then he was a devil boy.
Yeah, he was a devil boy.
What was the name of that group?
The fucking Undisputed. Well, that's what they're called now. At first, they were Undisputed, not Undisputed Elite.
Undisputed Kingdom.
Yes.
What were they in? Undisputed Era was in it.
Yeah, and then the Kingdom.
And they were Undisputed Kingdom?
Yeah.
With Wardlow?
Yeah.
And now he's in another group? I don't know.
It's fine.
Wasn't he doing stuff with...
The American Gladiators?
He was bumping meat with Hobbs for a while.
They were doing that, yeah, yeah.
That went a long time too, didn't it?
Yes.
I think they want to do something. He's a good-looking guy.
Very
handsome.
He's
big. The powerbomb thing, the crowd loves the powerbomb symphony thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Exactly. We've all forgot about him.
Yeah, he's been gone for over a year.
He needs to go. He needs to go to WWE.
He's been hanging out at this restaurant in Ohio City.
Can we agree?
What?
He's been washing dishes.
Yeah, he should be in the WWE.
Down by the lake. He's a WWE guy, right? Okay. Is he not tall? Is like, what's the deal? What are we doing?
No, I saw him at the restaurant, and he was pretty tall.
So
I said to him, I says...
Bring him over.
I says, Wardlow... It's Hot Joe. He says, I know who you are.
Russell Cream?
Yeah. Duh. He says, duh, Hot Joe.
Is that Sammy Daddy?
I was going to come up to you, he said. And then I said...
I was nervous.
I said, are you Wardlow? And then he said, yeah, thank you. He was like happy that someone noticed him. And then I was like, people are going to be super fucking happy when they see that you grew your hair back out.
I was going to bring up the hair thing.
And he said, thanks, man. And I said, all right, got to go. Bye-bye.
He said, thanks. I did it for my dad. And we said, you said, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's got a dead dad.
I watched it for, I know, I watched the product, Wardlow.
Oh, my God.
What's his name?
Jimmy Wardlow.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Who do you got? Who do you got for principal?
Well, it's your turn.
It is?
Yeah, Richard Vernon, Principal Vernon.
And what did he go to detention for?
A paycheck, baby.
Ooh.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Money.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
I was doing Mercedes Monet's theme song.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you know, money, everybody.
C-E-O.
Yeah. C-E-O. I've got Stokely Hathaway
for principal. Oh, he would love being a principal.
He would, dude.
He would love it.
I call him the Stokeman.
Do you know?
I call him, I say, Stoke me, Stoke me.
I was thinking that, man, we are on the same page too much.
It's a good thing we became friends.
That's why I have this book. Stokely would be a great principal.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he would be, he does the serious thing, but he does the funny thing too. So
yeah.
He's going to play, he's going to be able to play against whoever he's with.
I think so.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope they make this movie.
Well, they are.
Oh, well then, good.
Spoiler alert, Creamers.
These two, they're making two.
We're actually casting the movie right now, yeah. Which right. We appreciate.
With your votes.
Yeah. Thanks, Ward. Warner Brothers.
Lionsgate's making mine.
Oh, shit.
That's okay. They made a deal. Sony.
Okay.
Sony. That's a thing.
I've heard of that. So who do you got for principal?
All right. So at first, I had Paul Heyman.
Oh.
Is that my official choice? Do you remember the movie? You're at least familiar with it.
Yes, yes.
You've been watching
it. It's that one guy.
What's the famous line the principal says?
Oh, he says...
There's a couple of them, but I think there's one above the rest.
He says, another one bites the dust.
No, that's a song.
Oh, shit. He says, I'll always be right here, and his finger glows.
I think that's up. So, remember he tells him, you mess with the bull... Get the horn.
Oh, shit. Okay. So
my
Roosh?
Principal is Beast Mortos.
Oh.
So I think.
Great choice.
I think Roosh would have been good too, but no, Beast Mortos is my pick for principal in the Breakfast Club.
That makes sense.
Club, because it'd be really funny for him to say, you mess with the bull, you get the horns. And it would make way more sense because he's a bull.
Right.
The principal in the real Breakfast Club, that's my big, like, I don't know if you want to call it a plot hole or just an oversight or a flub, but he's not a bull.
Right.
My principal would be an actual bull.
That's much better.
Man dressed as a bull. I guess I could have done Mantar.
Oh, yeah.
That's lame.
But you know
but
what?
He took the thing off.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. I think you chose right.
The only person I know that Beats Mortos looks like. Did we talk? I don't want to put any names out there, but did we talk to somebody about Beast Mortos?
Yeah.
Like, about they saw him without his mask?
Oh, I don't know about
did
that.
Did you and I talk?
I do kind of think someone was telling us that.
So either way, I know I've talked to at least, I've heard from two, maybe three different people in the wrestling business that have seen the Beast Mortos with his mask off, and they said, he's extremely handsome. And they go, like, it's a cool look, and it works with the...
For sure. It's very unique.
Is he from CMLL? Or at AAA?
He was from AAA.
Okay.
But I guess he was in CMLL before.
Well,
CMLL before.
He was big in Mexico.
But he came from AAA to AEW, yes.
With the Lucha Libre culture, the masks and the outfits and all the pageantry and stuff. It makes sense, but they're like, he's got to figure out how to get out of that mask because he'll be a big old superstar.
I think he chose right, Sammy Daddy.
Ooh, I think you chose a lot. I wish we could mesh ours together, but it's too late. We've already signed the ink is dry on the contracts.
You know who else I bet you wishes they can mesh them together with us? Sean.
He's just, stop it. Stop. Cut it out.
Hold on, we gotta use one of these new cream ones for that.
What are you doing over there?
I love it creamy.
We know.
Creamers, why don't you come up below and let us know who you would put in those tropes if you're watching, if you're listening on Spotify, anywhere, and, you know, comment
case.
On there, say it, you know, whenever you comment
Princess.
On a YouTube video or on a Spotify song
Criminal.
Or a Spotify podcast, they email us $35. I haven't been giving it to Sam, but I've been putting it away and I'm going to buy a nice present.
I just thought we weren't getting any fucking comments. You get $35 a comment? Is that what you said?
Yeah. $35 a comment.
Well, where's the guy that likes the burritos and likes my story?
Guy that likes burritos?
From last week.
Derek?
No, the guy that commented.
Oh, yeah,
I think
guy.
Derek does like burritos and my story, but that's
Creamer.
Not what I was referring to.
The Creamer, you mean.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Sorry, pal. comment so I remember your name.
Yeah, we miss you.
Send us $35. Is that what we said? Is that what we're doing?
Yes. We're having the Creamers send us $35. Thank you, Creamers.
Join the $35 tier on the Patreon.
We're more expensive than CMLL's monthly subscription. And you get even better content if you ask me.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, Sammy Daddy. What's the John Cena quote? Quote of the week.
Short quote, big picture. You ready?
Yeah.
Stop making others feel small just to make yourself feel bigger.
Sammy Daddy.
What?
What's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
Let me pull it up here real quick because I just updated it before the show. 558 matches watched in the year 2025, the year of our lives.
What is it? 558?
558.
Nice.
I know, yours is more.
I mean, I have been hardly watching anything, you know? Mine's 654.
100 more.
You're getting there.
Damn, 100.
You're catching
more.
Up, man.
Son of a bee sting.
If you ask my family, it's not something to be proud of.
The cats?
They say, yeah.
Your wife?
Yeah, all of them. They all sat me down last week and they said, stop with this match count nonsense. You're getting obsessed.
They don't like it? It's not getting over?
It's on my, I write it on my fridge and all this stuff. They say that's no good.
Well, we're going to have to, we can reevaluate at the end of the year, but we're definitely doing it.
My match of the week.
Yeah. Do you want to tell me again?
Yeah. But what was your match of the week? Did you say?
I didn't go yet.
Oh, why
did
you?
The lights out match. The lights out.
Creamers?
I don't even remember everybody in it. Your boy Gabe Kidd was in it.
I was thinking like.
I just like that stuff. Is what I realized.
Do the thing with the
those.
Cage all around the ring because that's the way they do it in New Japan. Except it's just not as nice of a cage as that.
Yeah.
It's like kind of a shitty cage.
It's like a cell, yeah. But without a roof.
Yeah. Right. Right. And then
because I did see that there was a spot outside of it, and I wasn't like upset, but I saw.
Yeah,
that
I saw that.
I got to see the match.
On, like, Instagram.
Somebody went through a bunch of tables. Who the fuck went through tables? Probably Darby, but I don't remember now.
Yeah, it was probably Darby.
Was it Darby?
Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know who went through a bunch of tables.
It was my favorite match of the week so hard, I don't even remember.
You know what?
Because Mox was laying outside.
Yeah.
And then Gabe Kidd and Darby went through the table, maybe?
Oh, that's... Yes. That's right.
So I saw that and I went, how the fuck can they be doing this?
Uh-huh.
You're not allowed to go out of the ring. That means you give up. And I'm like, oh, wait, it's not like the Blood and Guts War Games deal. It's...
Yeah.
And I don't even think that's the Blood and Guts rules anymore.
No, because they go out there.
Because they throw them off every time.
Right.
But I was thinking, like, why are you doing it? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, it was lights out. This match doesn't even count towards their records.
Yeah, that's true.
But they gave, who's the guy in New Japan? Tanahashi?
Yeah.
They let him get the
pin. I did see that, yeah. Which I thought was cool. Yeah, for sure.
Is he done in January?
Yep.
He's old, right?
I don't
wrestling
know. Probably, yeah, probably like as old as John Cena. I feel like he was their top star when John Cena was like, you know, Super Cena.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like he's older, but I don't know.
I know, because he looks like it.
But in his hair.
That's right.
I love his presentation. I don't really know him.
Yeah.
I know of him. I've seen stuff, but.
Yeah, he's cool. I mean, if you go on the New Japan app and watch some of his old matches, you're going to be like, this guy wrestled really like different than what I thought. He's really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who was it? I don't even remember who was in the match.
Let's see
Moxley.
What this shithead is. He is 48 years old.
That's what John Cena is. John Cena is 48.
Seriously?
Go look it up. I dare you.
Do you double dog dare me?
I double dog dare you.
48. See, I guess that's they were literally the same age and they were literally stars at the same exact time.
So John Cena's old.
Uh-huh.
He's quitting at the end of the year.
Both of them are. They should have their final match against each other.
Tanahashi's quitting in January.
Yeah.
Quitting is not the right word.
No, but and it's January 4th, so it's not
retiring.
Like
retiring.
Yeah, and it's
I
not
don't like saying, but John Cena's last is like the December 12th.
It's something.
So it's like early December.
Yeah.
So.
But that's because he's doing it at Wrestle Kingdom, you know.
John Cena?
Yeah.
Breaking news. That'd be wild.
It would be wild.
Who the hell else was in it? Oh, the Young Bucks were funny.
I saw they did it.
Lixon.
Yeah.
They came out to Mbop and
it's
they
dumped. It's very interesting because I feel like now when I see, like, I'll see a clip of them being, like, degraded, And then when you look in the comments, and now suddenly people are really liking the Young Bucks.
Who would have thought?
And I find that to be great. I'm glad that people are finally like letting go
of the Pepsi stuff.
Maybe they're just getting too much into the characters.
Did you see the... You watched that video, right, of the
BTE thing from the other day?
So I, the one I sent... Well, you already watched it, but the one I sent you, I did not watch today's or yesterday's. Did you see?
Yeah.
That's what I was just about to say.
It was like a minute and a half.
It was like who called them or something?
So... It was basically they were like watching the match from the night before.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw 5 seconds of it.
Yeah, and then they were like eating, you know, you had a bunch of like pizza boxes and shit.
That's all I saw.
And then they got a phone call from Jack Perry and they ignored it. But the funny thing about it is that the Pepsi bottles were glass. So it's like
a little
CM Punk real glass type of thing. I like it. That's the kind of Young Bucks. That's why I love those little
bottles. Well, if you're going to do that stuff, do it on a BTE.
For sure.
Don't do it on Dynamite
or
Collision.
Yeah, because that's when it's okay to be like a smartass.
Well, yeah, and I feel like, I mean, I guess people hate watch a lot of stuff, which is a whole discussion we can have that I don't understand.
Yeah.
But I feel like BTE is being watched by people that want to watch it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Or at least enjoy it.
Word. I mean, I have the window open, so we're hearing a...
Oh, I didn't know what the hell the noise was.
Yeah, it wasn't children being slaughtered up in...
they're all slaughtered.
Yeah, there's no more children in this building. But yeah, when I saw that BT posted a video, I nearly cried.
That's what you told me.
Yeah.
Those were your exact words.
And I wasn't just joshing you.
It wasn't hyperboil.
I mean, that's how you should say it.
That's how I say it.
Hyperboil.
That's how I read it. So
I like
that's
it.
How I say it.
Yeah, that's good. But anyhow, fucking, and then, you know, even though it's just a couple minutes, like, okay, eventually
they're going to start. How do you say it for real?
Hyperbole.
Yeah.
It's
hyperboil. Anyway,
it would be hyperbole.
So you cried? No, hyperboil.
Well, I didn't actually cry.
They be silent. There's a thing on it.
I never said that the accent. Okay, I did actually say that, but I was trying to lie to you.
I'm lying to you. No.
Anyway,
BTE.
I was going to make a fucking triple shot video about why they should bring BTE back.
You told me that.
And then they already did.
Behind the scenes, but we can't.
Yeah.
Can't now, do it now.
If we did it now, we would be the laughing stock of the internet.
Oh, they should. Then we should.
That would be kind of funny.
I'm gonna turn my mic off real quick. We should just make videos where we say things that should happen that already happened.
That would be great.
Oh, WWE should counter-program AEW every chance they get. For example, bottom left. Or upper right.
That one's for you, yeah.
It depends where you sit.
That's what we're going to start doing. But the Creamers are going to be in for a treat.
Right, let me turn my mic back on. And we're back.
Welcome back, Creamers.
Anyway, so BTEs might be back.
Yeah, which I love. I miss that stuff. Do you have a room for cream?
Maybe like... no. Yeah, I got a big problem.
Oh, boy.
You're talking about stuff. I'm going to get you here now. You ever buy shoes?
You bet.
Your wife ever buys shoes?
Once or twice.
Women be shopping. You know what I'm talking about? But how come... They're not like there shouldn't be men's sizes and women's sizes. Like, I don't even mean this as like everybody's the same and like equality thing. I just mean it's stupid. Like, there shouldn't be different sizes. There shouldn't be like a men's 8. There should just
be. Okay, I get what you're saying. Because like a women's 8. Women could buy Vans.
Just make shoe sizes.
Yeah.
So like, okay, yes, more usually women's shoe sizes would be smaller.
Uh-huh.
And men's shoe sizes would be bigger.
Yeah, it's not like shirts where they're formed different around the body.
You know, yeah. So I get that. Well, I thought that too. I'm like, what other things like that? I'm like, well, women tend to have a different shape, like scientifically.
Yeah.
So they have like the cut on the shirt, or not cut, but whatever. It's like, what's the word?
Curve?
Where it's like in, where it goes in. Is that what it's called? Whatever. You know what I'm talking about, Creamers.
Creamers.
But shoes, feet are feet.
Yeah.
They're all gross.
I've noticed that about
everybody's feet are gross.
Oh, I know. They're the sickest thing there is.
No, knees. But besides that, why isn't it just shoe sizes? Because I think for like kids, it's just shoe sizes.
Yeah.
Why isn't it so?
Or women don't have pockets. You know.
Well,
what
that's
mean?
Big purse.
That's
big handbag.
Yeah, those fucks, man.
Yeah, that's why kids' clothes have pockets.
Yeah.
Why?
So they could put gum in there or something.
That's a bad idea.
Or like crayons or whatever the hell they have.
Yeah, but why? You're just gonna forget.
Boogers.
That's a good spot. Pockets are good spots for boogers.
A frog they found outside.
Yeah, why don't they have more? Like, I feel like when a woman finds a dress they like, and it has pockets, they love it. That's like top tier favorite dress.
They feel heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why doesn't anybody just be like, that's their whole, just make your brand pockets. Call it. Oh, where did you get that dress? What brand is that? Pockets.
I feel like the only way that this will ever change is if they stop putting pockets in men's pants, and then men will get mad about it. And then, because men are so important.
That's big fanny pack.
Yeah, shit, dude. You're right. Too many big corporations screwing up.
Just pockets.
Clothes.
Just give us some pockets or give them some pockets.
Right. There can't be.
I don't want to.
Right.
We'll be your voice.
You're welcome, ladies.
But yeah, the shoe size thing. Why isn't it just one scale?
Yeah, I know. It's fucked up. It's sick, man.
And it would help, like...
What is the deal?
Yeah, with shoe sizes. Yeah. What is the deal with shoe sizes? How do they measure them?
Oh, I don't know.
Wasn't it like inches?
Yeah.
Like a men's shoe... Like if you have a 12-inch foot, you have a foot.
Yeah.
You have a foot.
I've noticed that about it.
But if you have if you're a woman's 12, you're not a foot.
Is it 12 inches?
I thought so.
I don't know. I just always know when I go to the shoe store and I put the shoes on and my mom pushes on the front and says she can feel my toes and that means that's my new shoe.
Hold on. Stand up. Walk in them.
Yeah. Look in the little mirror on the floor.
Actually, I did try on a pair of shoes at Skechers.
Hell yeah.
And we were going, they had a buy one, get one 50% off thing. So we were going to get a pair for my kid.
Nice.
And I'm like, well, I guess I'll get a pair too.
Hell yeah.
And I ended up just getting sandals from the clearance section. But I did try on a pair of shoes, and I stood up, and I said, babe. That's what I call my wife sometimes.
Oh, that's cool.
Babe. She's like, yeah, what's up? And I said, where are my toes supposed to be? Because I know I'm supposed to feel for it, but like, you're supposed to be a little bit. Like, I don't under. I've never really done this.
Yeah, it's not something you do on
usually
your own.
Somebody just gives
it's
me
a two-man job, yeah.
All right, feel, because I can't bend down that far and feel. Because if I feel like when you lean over to do it, that's your foot comes back.
And it
a little
can be
bit.
Very misleading. You're going to buy the wrong shoe.
And I could have got I might have missed out on a good shoe.
True.
So, shoe sizes, how do they work? And why are they different? And they shouldn't be.
Creamers, what do you think about that, huh? Do you think that shoe sizes should be the same for men and women and we should all just share?
Yeah.
I think that seems fair to me. Or do you think that women should have pockets? You can only get one.
And tell us your shoe size in the comments.
Yeah, and
but tell us security. Tell us your shoe size in both men's and women's.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My room for cream. Actually, first, let's get Ronnie Deuces.
Hey, I was hoping he would.
Friend of the show, Ronnie Deuces. Ronnie good, Two Legs, you might know him as.
Just celebrated his big AIW anniversary.
Oh, yeah, his AIW-versary.
Oh, that was good.
He sent in a room for cream.
Uh-huh, what's he got to say?
He says, hey, yo. What's up, boys? It's your boy, Ronald Two Legs. Hope y'all are doing well. My room for cream this week is how excited I am to get to the end of the week and have an extra day off, an extra day or so of vacation. Okay, he's wording it in a very cool way. Anybody else kind of run down from the summer? I feel like I had something to do or place to be literally every weekend of the summer, and I'm exhausted, ready to sit around this Labor Day weekend, watch some wrestling, and just chill. What's your guys' plans for this holiday weekend? Thanks, and hope it's a good one.
Sounds like Ronald tired legs.
Yeah.
From running all over the place.
Yeah,
you know?
You got a point, man.
What does he want to know? What was the question at the end? I'm sorry. What are we doing for the holiday?
Yeah, what are you doing for Labor Day?
Nothing. No, actually, my wife's birthday is on Labor Day this year.
Oh.
And today, actually, we said, what do you want to do? What do you want to talk about? Uh-huh. I said, what do you want to do? What do you want to do for your birthday? And she's like, I don't know. So I'll probably go out to eat or something. I don't know. That's this weekend?
Yes. A Monday. Next Monday, we have off work.
I think we're going to her parents' house over the weekend on Saturday. To see that side of the family.
Very cool.
That's my plans, Ronnie. Oh, he knows that side of the family, actually. That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey. That's it. That's all I got.
This weekend, Hot Joe is going to... that's me. I'm speaking in third person. I'm going to...
I don't know where the button is.
There's wrestling and also... There's wrestling and also cream involved. There's wrestling and also cream involved.
There's Hot Joe. That's what I was going for.
Right on.
It's a one shot or whatever. Anyway, yes. This weekend, what are you doing?
I'm going to Nightmare Weekend. Meet Mick Foley.
Oh, downtown at the Huntington Convention Center in Cleveland, Ohio?
The city that we live in.
You're going to meet Gangrel?
No. I picked one, and it's Mick Foley because he's one of my favorite wrestlers of all
time. You're going to meet, you never met him, right?
Never.
You're going to, I want to come back to that, but are you going to meet any of the actors that have portrayed Jason Voorhees in the Friday the 13th movies? Because they're all going to be there.
I am literally only meeting Mick Foley.
Are you going to meet?
My wife is meeting the people from like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and stuff.
Who's the guy with the slick back hair? He looks like the boy from Harry Potter.
Spike, the character?
I don't know.
The blonde guy?
Yeah.
His name is Spike. Yeah, James Marsters.
Who else is there?
He also plays, what's it? Who does he play?
I don't know. I don't even know his fucking name.
Who does he play?
He's the criminal in The Breakfast Club.
Okay. He's in Smallville, and he plays...
Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Is it really?
No, that's James...
Bucky. No, not Bucky. Jimmy. Jimmy Olsen.
No, that's not him. He plays a fucking villain, man.
And Lex Luthor?
Can't think of his name. He's like the ultra.
Smallville?
Yeah, he's...
Oh, Brainiac?
Brainiac.
Brainiac was in Smallville?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Season 5.
Oh, how can I forget?
I'm literally watching it right now. It's the only reason I know.
Are you going to meet... So you're not going to even...
just meeting Mickey Fola.
Well, I know that, but you're not even going to entertain the idea of meeting anybody else while you're there?
Well, we'll see.
All the creators and some of the actors from Killer Clowns from Outer Space will be there.
That's pretty cool. Why don't you go?
I'm going to my in-laws. I'm busy.
Take them. They love the fucking... They love Killer Clowns, actually. Yeah.
What else is there? Oh, Russell Ruggs.
He's going to be there?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
He made his Gangrel rug just in time for Gangrel to be there.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know how he's going to have him autograph it, though.
No.
He should bring that gun.
I know. I was like, shit, what should I have autographed? I don't really have anything for Matt Foley to autograph.
I'll give you a Funko Pop. You can have it.
Really?
Yeah, it's a $40 value. Last time I checked.
I only have a Mankind shirt.
I love that shirt, that brown shirt.
Yeah.
It's a nice shirt.
Thanks, man. But I don't really want him to autograph it.
Yeah, because then he won't wear it.
Right.
And he won't wear your sweet brown shirt. What do you got? You got any socks?
I have some socks, but they're not. They're just black.
Get a white pen. Problem solved. Oh, what can you have him autograph? You can get one of his books. I think it might at the exchange.
Oh, shit. I have his book. Duh.
Oh, right, that was easy.
Fuck. Damn, man.
That was easy.
Thanks for reminding me. My room for cream.
That's what we're doing this weekend. Thanks for writing in again, Ronald.
Yeah, thank you, Ronald. Two legs.
I kind of expect one every week now.
Yeah. I texted him this morning and I said, do you have a room for cream?
Oh, did you?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's busy.
He said, I'm driving right now, but I would give you it as soon as I'm done driving.
Still texted, though. And I appreciate that.
I don't want him to get into a car
crash. Appreciate that he felt the need to say, driving right now,
right.
Can't text.
Right.
I respect that. No, he's a busy guy, like he said. So.
Yeah, he's very busy.
Anyway. Your room.
My room for cream is I watched a documentary about Devo. And they seem like pretty cool guys.
Zeus?
No, Devo with a V.
From Friday?
The band.
Mojang.
They sang,
that's my mic.
That with.
That's my mic. They're from Youngstown?
Akron. But that's not my real room for cream, actually. My room for cream is that I finished Squid Game.
The Squid Games?
Yes, today, actually.
And...
I thought it was very good. I thought it was consistently good the entire time, and I don't really get why people don't like the second and third season. I think that the motto of the movie, the moral of the story is that you can't have a real democracy with capitalism.
Money wins.
Yeah, exactly. Capitalism ruins democracy because it causes all these poor people to make these choices that are putting themselves and other people in.
I just meant all the poor people died and all the rich people got out.
I mean, I thought
that's
it was
great.
That was cool that the fucking, what is it? The front man.
Allowed to talk? Can we do spoilers?
Yeah, we can do spoilers.
Spoilers.
The season just came out like 2 months ago, I guess.
Spoilers.
I didn't know that. I thought it was off from years ago.
The first season was like 2 years ago, but then they did like boom and then boom.
Yeah, I guess so.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Everybody goes home and they're happy.
Nobody's happy.
Well, what about that little girl when she finds out her dad's dead?
Little girl,
the main character's daughter.
Yeah.
And he's like, your dad is dead.
Here's
she was
all
like,
his money.
Who are you? And he was like, shut up, asshole. And then
he gave the baby to the other guy. He gave the baby to his brother.
Did he give the baby? I couldn't understand what I was fucking. I was also working.
I
was supposed to be working.
Didn't the top man have it? Top boy. What's his name?
Top boy.
Top gun. Top gun took it. The baby, right?
Yeah.
And then he gave it to his brother. Isn't that his brother?
Oh, the front man, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Top boy.
He gave it to his brother?
Front boy.
The policeman?
Yeah.
And
who ended up with the baby?
I don't remember.
And a bunch of money. It was like a, it was
oh, like shit, a bassinet yeah.
made of money.
You're right. Yeah, yeah, I thought, yeah. I thought it was like kind of fucked up that the front man goes to the dude's house, you know, daughter's house in America, and then he gives her like a shoebox with their logos and stuff on it.
That's all he had.
I guess, but it's like, come on, man. Her dad died doing this.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that.
Dude, I feel like there was so many.
It was all right.
That show has so many goddamn gut punches, man.
Everybody dies.
Like in the fucking, when that, yeah, I don't know.
That's, that's why other countries make better stuff than us, because they'll kill everybody. Like,
yeah.
We're, somehow, like, three people would have survived at the end
yeah.
of that. And well, it would have been, well, don't worry, we'll find out with Squid Game USA.
Yeah.
That'll suck.
Well, maybe it won't. It's David Lynch is making it.
He's dead.
Oh, shit. David Fincher.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not against it. I enjoyed the ride so far.
Yeah.
I think the first season was just so you don't.
I think if
there's,
I,
there's always expectations.
I didn't have. I just watched it right after, so I didn't have to wait years right? for it. Yeah.
Well, the second and oh yeah, there's that too. There's another thing on Netflix, Alice in Borderlands.
Oh, I've seen that in there, but I don't know what it is.
It's Squid Game-esque, but better.
Whoa.
I like. Or, I'm not going to say it's better. I preferred it.
Right on, man.
And I think it's. I think they're making another season somehow. But they did like two seasons. I think it's from like a, what do you call their comic books?
Manga?
Manga.
Yeah.
I think it's a manga.
Manga?
Umanga. And.
Or as William Regal says, Umanga.
Umanga.
Fucking idiot. Brits.
Don't give me stuff.
The only Brit I like is Brit Daddy. Sammy Daddy's wife.
I thought you were going to say Brit Baker, but that's even better. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, she's wonderful. I love her. But enough of that gooey stuff. I saw a thing today. Here's a little. Here's a
big
little
deal. Let's no, see.
It tastes like cum. It tastes like cum.
What is
it
that?
It tastes like.
Is that what I saw?
Well, you said you said like enough cum. Of that gooey stuff.
Did I?
So yeah.
What did I say?
You said enough of that gooey stuff.
Oh, I did. So
that was for you. That was for Derek Dillinger, friend of the show. Derek Dillinger, professional.
My Barry boy brother.
Yes.
Is that what we called ourselves?
The Barry Boys, yes. And you were heathens as well.
What were we talking about? You were a heathen, and then we became
yes,
heathens.
Yes, you somehow, became heathens. Somehow. I no longer was a heathen because I was right about Captain
All
Crunch.
My friends are
actually,
heathens.
Actually, Ronnie Two Legs texted me and said that I'm insane for liking the yellow parts of Captain Crunch.
Yeah, you're a fucking
better
heathen.
Better than the berries. I told him, listen, this is my point. The berries, there's like a billion cereals exactly like that.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there are.
No, there isn't.
With the same flavors.
You don't even eat cereal.
The Trix is that now. They don't even shape them like fucking fruits no more.
No?
No.
Well, those are for kids, so I don't eat them. I saw a thing on the internet. I don't even remember what I'm talking about anymore. Oh, that when you're with somebody you love, you're more tired. And boy, am I tired right now.
Same. That's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. It's going on? We love you.
And we wish you
the best. Well, that tickled.
You like watching people get fucked for free? Free. Watch me fuck up Mark Kerr for free on DonKingTV.com live Saturday, September 27th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. DonKingTV.com. I'm going to fuck him up. I'm going to fuck him up. I'm going to put these hands right around his face and beat his ass. You watch us live for free. DonKingTV.com.